Boy, that was a good message, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A real good message. I'm going to preach about somebody with long hair tonight. Amen. It ain't me. It ain't Brother Jerry. Amen. When he was talking about them, you know, all that pride and long hair and good looks, I'm thinking, ain't no shot to you and you boys being in that category. But anyway, it's a great opportunity to preach to you young folks. So appreciate some of you parents coming. Listen, we got to get our kids, we got to get our parents behind our kids. We want to take them down to the ball field and say, all right, now you go score a touchdown, I'll be back and pick you up. We stay down there and act like a complete fool. Amen. Cussing out the referee. Amen. Where's Kelsey at? She in here? No, she's got a referee shirt on tonight. Amen. She might be throwing flags in the fellowship hall. I don't know, but I'm not going to send my kids down to the ball field. There she is. There's the ref. Amen. All right. I like doing it. My kids just love me. Amen. But I wouldn't send my kids down to the ball field and say, go hit a home run. I'll be back to pick you up. No, I'm going to stay down there and cheer them on. When I got born again, boy, sure is a blessing to see your kids get in the spirit. Amen. I want to be there when that happens. It ain't never happened. Yeah, amen. I'm hoping it does. This year at camp, though, Brother Jimbo, we saw God move. Boy, God got in that thing at camp, and some of you wasn't there, and boy, you missed it. I mean, about 11:30, God moved in. And you said, what happened? God just moved in. There was a guy from Louisiana. He said, what do we do? I said, nothing. I mean, sit down and shut up. God started moving. Kids, young men started getting a hold of God. I'm talking about God was there. We had a few that missed Him. One kid woke up and said, who died? You know. Man, God was there. I told Brother Matt, the only thing that matters about this youth rally is if God moves. God's got to move. But I know this, if we'll set the atmosphere right, God will move. I know there's going to be good, right preaching. I know that. Preaching out of the right book. The right singing. Now it's up to us to get our hearts right. And Friday nights are always tough and trying to preach. And more people should have been at the altar. They didn't come. That's just how it goes sometimes. But we'll preach on another guy with long hair. Judges chapter 13. Another guy with long hair. Had a problem. I kept thinking, I don't even need to preach, man. I could just say ditto and let's eat. Yeah, most of you want me to say ditto and let's eat. And I kept thinking, man, I need to. A long time ago, I just figured if God gave me a message, man, I'm going to preach it. If it's a verse, every verse He said, every word He said, if that's what God gave me. You know, because He called Moses twice. Moses, Moses. He called Peter twice. Peter, Peter. I mean, Simon, Simon is what He said. And I'm basically same thing He said. So the ones that slept through that one, you'll get it again. Amen. Judges chapter 13. Now I'm going to tell you, I've been studying the life of Samson over the past year. And he is an unusual character in the Bible. And I just can't get over some of the things Samson done. I mean, I was reading about him catching the foxes and tying them together. Now that right there took some skill. I mean, that took some skill. Some of you hunters couldn't even do that, and you got a gun. I mean, it took skill. But Judges chapter 13, let's look at verse 24. The Bible said in Judges 13:24, and the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. Now watch what it says here. The child grew and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move in the times of the camp of Dan between Zorah and, I can't say that last word. Now here's a man that God, this is God's man. I mean, he's preordained. This is God's man. He told his parents, he said, we're going to give you a child. He's going to be a Nazarite. God gave not only his mother specific instructions about him, but also her. God gave him instructions. Here's a man of God. And the Bible says here that God blessed him as a young man. Now, there's no doubt in this building, I might not get much help, but there's no doubt that most of y'all have been blessed. I mean, there's no doubt tonight that we could go around the room, but you just be honest. You'd say, I've been blessed for the Lord. I mean, I've been blessed. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't, personally. I had a godly grandmother. Thank God for godly grandmothers. Thank God for grandmothers that will get on their face before God and not let their grandson die and go to hell. Thank God for that. I've never sat in church with Mom. I've never sat in church with Daddy. But I'll tell you this, my boys have sat in church with their daddy. And my daughter has sat in church. I'm telling you, I've been blessed. I mean, my kids have been blessed. Amen. We've been blessed. Can I get a Presbyterian nod right there, Todd? I knew when he was preaching about that long blonde hair and that good-looking guy, I know he wasn't talking about Todd. I eliminated him. X. I knew you shouldn't have sat on the front row. So Connor ain't here tonight, so I can pick on somebody else. Last year, my preaching got him a job. It didn't get nobody to the altar, but he got a job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Nick. He felt so sorry for him. He said, I can get him a job. I said, he needs one. I preached on his cologne last year, Unstoppable. We had the charity girls come to our house, and they wanted to find the Unstoppable cologne. I mean, my boy's been blessed with Unstoppable cologne. Have we not been blessed? I mean, the Bible said that as a child, the Bible said he began to bless Samson. Boy, some of y'all have sat in the greatest churches. You've sat under the greatest preaching. You've seen God move. But most of you just, like he said, no gratitude. Go to some of the churches I go to. I'm looking around wondering why they got to have a church. Where's the body? Where's the excitement? Where's people excited to be in the house of God? I mean, where's the excitement? Say, well, this is youth rally. We can't get too stirred up. I mean, it's Friday night, dear God. Number one, he blessed him, right? Is that in the Word of God? Look at verse 25. He blessed him. Man, I've been blessed. I just be honest with you, I wish I could just preach on being blessed, but then when God gave me, I just move on. But I have been blessed. I've been blessed and I'm straight. I had to get that in. I'm tired of hearing about who's coming out. Who cares? Can I just send a tweet right now? Would it be okay? I'm going to tweet, I'm straight. Andrew, you retweet it, all right? Ain't that sickening? Now, I said this watch night when I preached. I know gay is not the way. Because narrow is the way and straight is the gate. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Y'all got to get excited. So you're trying to stir me up, get me in the flesh. I'd rather you be in the flesh than what you're doing already, amen. God, the man's up here preaching. Half of you asleep, half of you picking your nose, Todd, amen. I saw that. All right, was he blessed? All right, that's about funeral home level. Was he blessed? All right, he was blessed. The Bible said he was. Now look at verse 25. He's not only blessed, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him. God began to move on him as a young man. Say, God, this is an adult religion. This is Daddy's religion. I mean, God can't move on me. I mean, I'm just a wee little lad. I mean, God can't use me. And I'm telling you, most of you got that attitude because you ain't doing nothing for Jesus. Hear this all the time. Boy, he's got a lot of potential. So does Samson. until he met a prostitute.
Amen.
Now, I can't tell you what my football coach told me what potential was, because I'm saved now.
Amen.
But let me clean it up. He said, boys, we got a lot of potential in here. He said, you know what potential is? You know, I thought, well, you know, having that six pack he was talking about, you know, that. See, I don't have one. I got a keg, man. I thought it was, you know, being the strongest on the team or the fastest on the team. Neither one of them would ever apply to me. I'm not the best looking. I'm not like Brother Jared. I mean, my wife didn't get a good deal when she got me. I mean, that just goes to tell you. Listen, boys, they don't go with what they see. Trust me. I mean, they go with what they hear. That's the truth. And my football coach said, you know what we got a lot of potential in this room. He said, but what potential is you're not squat. You're not squat. I mean, they look around the room, we got potential. Look around here, we got potential. I know it's kind of bleak. That's why I took my glasses off. I know it's kind of bleak. We got some potential in here. 10 years from now, somebody's going to have to come to this youth rally and bring God. 10 years from now, we're going to have some young men step up to the plate. 10 years, we're going to have some young men, but you can't wait 10 years from now. Right now, the Bible said that God began to move on Samson.
Amen.
God wants to move on you, but He will not use a dirty vessel. I heard this illustration many years ago, and I ain't got to preaching yet. But many years ago, we had an associate pastor here named Brother Alford. Brother Alford used this illustration, he said, about being a vessel of God. Many years ago, he said if you were wheeled into the OR and you were going to have surgery, and they hadn't gave you that, they haven't put you under yet, you're still coherent. Is that a good word? And you're still awake and you're looking around. I'm sorry I spit, son. I can't help it. I was trying to get it on Todd, but he moved. And he said they wheel you into the operating room and you look up and they're cleaning off the instruments they used on the last guy. And they're cleaning them and they got all that blood and guts. Amen. Some of you boys at least gave them, yeah, that's good right there. You got all that blood and guts. And you look over and say, what are you doing with them? Well, we're going to clean them and use them on you. Now, how many of y'all would, you didn't care if you had Obamacare or not, man. You don't. God ain't going to use you as a dirty vessel. Now, Samson, I mean, this man, the Bible said, young men, are you listening? God said He blessed him and He moved on him. That's what it said. Now, I want you to go to Judges 16. Now, I'm just going to throw this out and we'll go eat a hamburger. Hey, amen. I guess that's what we're having. My nose normally don't fail. Judges 16, you there? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Judges 16, verse 18. And when Delilah, whatever her name is, that harlot, saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, come up to up once, for he has shown me his heart. Then the lord of the Philistines came unto her and brought money into her hand. She made him sleep upon his knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. She, watch that, she began to afflict him. The one he very loved was the one that began to afflict him. Say, well, she loves me. He loves me. The very one. I can't get to that. I'll be jumping to one of my points. Where were we at? Verse where? Where are we at? I'm getting old and decrepit. And she, verse 20. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee. And Samson awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not the Lord had departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes. and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with feathers of brass that he did grind in the prison house. I'm going to preach on this thought for about 5-10 minutes of going through the motions. That's what he was doing, just going through the motions. I mean, he had a good start. Now, we don't know, listen, we really don't know how old he was when he got put in the prison house. I know this, he judged Israel for 20 years. We don't know if he was 40. We don't know how old he was. I just couldn't see a 67-year-old man doing that. It could be. But I'm telling you this tonight, here was this man, God's man, laying in the lap of a harlot. And when he had told her his heart, he gets up. They said, the Philistines be upon thee. He jumps up and says, you know what? I'll just go through the motions. I'm going to tell you, when you get my age, I've got a son right now that's battling Crohn's disease. And you might not know much about that. I don't have time to tell you about it. But I can't just go through the motions when I go down to God. I got to get a hold of God. I'm telling you something, young people tonight, what is aggravating me across this country is seeing young people just going through the motions. I mean, we're just coming to meet. We know how to say amen. We know how to shout. We know how to cry. We know how to do all that. And we're just going through the motions. So we might as well, why don't we just continue in status quo? Let's just go through the motions this weekend. And we'll hear 3 preachers in the morning. And we won't do nothing with it. And we'll go back the same way we come. I'm telling you, we're living in a generation of young people that's so lazy for God. Is that all right to preach? We're just lazy for God. You young preachers in here, you wouldn't walk across the street to preach to nobody. But you want the preacher, the pastor to call you and let you come and preach in this church. I'm telling you, my friend, you need to pay your dues.
Amen.
I mean, just going through the motions. Let's just go through the motions. I mean, we just go, we have altar call, just come through, go through the motions. I mean, let's just go through it. Samson said, I tell you what, God's been on me. I know what it feels like. I'll just jump up. I'll go out there and shake myself. I mean, and I'll tear him up. And he didn't even know God had left him. He said, I've heard a message like that before. This is what God gave me. Some of you don't even know God's left you. That's the sad thing. Some of you don't know God's left you.
Come on, preach it, brother.
I was preaching a meeting at a... I guess it was a Christian school. They had Christian on it. They didn't act very Christian, but they... When did Hurricane Ivan hit? 2004. She was up and she had come up, and I was preaching at church, Christian, whatever it was. I preached Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday, listen to me, this is not something I'm getting out of illustration book. 2004, I'm preaching here, and I'm preaching my heart out, just trying to tell the kids the goodness of God leading through repentance. Hey, we got a good God.
Amen.
We got a merciful God. He's the best thing that will ever happen to you. I mean, there's no drug that can fill that void in your heart. I mean, there's no high. I'm telling you, He is the best thing that could ever happen to you. I mean, just serving God is fun. I'm telling you, I'm having a blast. Amen. God's good. I'm telling you, just having a good time in the Lord. I preached all week trying to tell them the goodness of God. Just tell them how good God's been. Rebuked them a little bit, amen. And when I got through, a girl come up to me and she is literally in convulsions. And I thought she was having a seizure, Brother Jerry. Really, I thought that's what was going on. I'm thinking, man, we got to call the principal. And she's on the front row and she's shaking real bad. And I said, oh, don't fall out. Don't fall out because I don't know CPR. I don't know none of that, man. And she's just shaking on the front row. I'm thinking, man, what's wrong with this girl? And boy, I got to about that time. Here comes the assistant principal. Here comes her teacher. And this girl's on the front row. And I mean, she's just in convulsions. And we're trying to get her calmed down. And finally, about after 5 minutes, she calmed down. And she said, preacher, I'm not having a seizure. She said, God has finally talked to me after 5 years.
Amen.
5 years. God had left her alone. She had got under so much conviction. The problem today is we're not seeing Holy Ghost conviction in our meetings. And we're not seeing God move. Because we're going through the motions. We know what song to sing. We know what preacher to get in. We know what to do. But we don't have God in our preaching anymore. We don't have them in our meetings anymore. So that's why most of you are going to come the way you, or leave the way you come. That's why, as that preacher was saying, you can't wait to get out of here. Maybe you come to see one of your buddies. Thank God for good Christian fellowship.
Amen.
I told Corey, if he don't find a girlfriend soon, I'm getting a subscription to ChristianMingle.com. Amen. Just kidding. See you in here? No, thank God. There he is in the back. Pray for him. He's looking for a wife. We just ain't got, we're just going through the motions. I mean, this is what we do every January over the Hump Youth Rally. Let's just go through the motions. And that's all we're going to do anyway. I mean, we know we're going to have a preacher, maybe two preachers. We're going to eat a hot dog. We're going to see how many people can eat a hamburger, how many they can eat. We're going to go to people's houses. We're going to stay up all night. We're not going to get nothing from God. That's just what we do because that's what we're going through the motions. I mean, we're just going through the motions. Let me say this. Now, I'm sorry, brother. I didn't steal this yet. You know what Samson's problem was? He knew how to manipulate people. Especially his parents. Oh, he was a manipulator. Well, we got a lot of manipulators in here. Well, you know how to manipulate your parents. You know what, Samson? I don't have time. You can go back and read it tonight. But if you look in Judges 14:1, he sees this woman. He says, boy, I want her. And his daddy come back. Now, I'm paraphrasing. It's an important one. You read it when you get home or where you're going. And he said, hey, I like that girl. And his daddy come back and said, now, ain't there somebody somebody of our family? Do you have to go to that uncircumcised Philistine camp? And you know what he said? Yeah, I do. Now, this ain't in the Bible. Okay? But I can just imagine him just throwing a tantrum, just throwing a fit. I want her. I want her. She makes my eye. I mean, she is the prettiest thing I've ever seen. And he began to manipulate his parents. And some of you, I tell you, man, I'll tell you, I've been to preacher's class now, so I know I can't do this. But there's just sometimes I see kids. Wait, all right, let's just go down memory lane. You're in Walmart. You know, shopping at Walmart. Some little brat in the front, you know, in the buggy. Get in the candy aisle. They want a Snicker bar. That sounds good right now, don't it, Todd? Amen. That's the only time I get it. Amen, preacher. A Snicker bar. I mean, I got one underneath here. All right, Todd, you're going to be that little baby. Hang on. You going to help me? Yeah, come on. All right, where's Corey? Come here, you little brat. Season. Oh, he's going to do it now. Yeah. I'm not going to try to get you married off. How old are you? 20. You like long walks on the beach? Now, you're in Walmart, and the kid wants a Snicker bar. Right? You want the Snicker bar? Not really. All right, go sit down. Come here, Corey. Can't even use you for an illustration tonight. Really, I need to get my daughter up here because she... Now, I want you to whine like you want this Snicker bar. All right, whine. Come on now. Oh. Come on, help me out, Corey. Man, give me one of those. All right, that ain't a good illustration. Sit down. No, I ain't going to get Brother Jerry. Who whines the most in my house? Miss Tanya. No. I'm sorry. Did that come out? Say, brother, I've been married for 25 years. You can get away with that. Now listen, just for illustration, because I got to move on. All right, Todd, you messed my illustration up. Hey, man, so he's probably not marrying material. But listen, that little brat sees that candy bar, and all it wants is that candy bar. And so it begins to whine and cry, give me that candy bar! And mama's going, no, you can't have it. You ain't had supper. No, you can't have that candy bar. And then you know what Mama does? She looks around to see if surveillance is on her because she's fixing to jack-slap him. You ain't going to have no teeth eat that candy bar. See what's going on? That little kid's manipulating her mama. Or his mama. Because he wants something that she said she can't have. Or he can't have. And you know what happens? 9 out of 10 times, the kid gets louder, and 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 the kid, y'all getting the point? He gets louder! You know what mama is? Here, just take it. He has manipulated his mother to get a candy bar. What's wrong with that, preacher? Just a candy bar. Wait till she tells him, no, you can't go with that girl. No, you can't have that girl. You ain't dating her. Well, you don't love me. I'll show. I'm going to kill myself. Oh, now, listen, I know exactly where I'm preaching. I'm preaching in the independent, fundamental, Baptist youth rally. I know exactly where I'm preaching, and some of you want this candy. That's the only way I'm going to get some of you to alter is to put a candy up here anyway. You know what Samson said? I want her. You better give her to me. Because don't you see these muscles I got? I wonder if he even threatened his own parents. We don't know. Now listen, I ain't preaching. I don't know. But I'll leave home. I'll show you. Boy, he was good at manipulating his parents. Now, let me say this, and I got to move on because I'm getting hungry, Todd. That snake's looking awful good. Would y'all mind if I ate it right now? He would. He's going, no, that's not sugar! Now, Todd, he not only manipulated his parents, he tried to start manipulating the power of God. How do you know that? When he picked those gates up? Now, where do you say that God came upon the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily? He picked. If I'm wrong, you can hit me. See, some of you are trying to manipulate the power of God. Oh, we shouted it out down there at the church tonight. Woo! Did you see that nut throw that songbook? I mean, did you see Brother Jimbo actually smile in church? Woo! Man, that was good. Woo! Glory to God. Then you're going to go out and tell a dirty joke in the fellowship hall. See, the problem is the preacher's already said it. Yeah, there's some of you got so good at it, you're so deep undercover. So we're just going to go through the motions. He learned how to manipulate. Said, I'll just get up and shake myself. And he picked them gates up, man. That took some strength. I wonder when he was a kid, wonder how many arm wrestling matches he won. Seriously, you ever think about that? Oh, here comes Samson. I ain't playing. I mean, I ain't playing with that. I mean, did you hear what he did to Timmy? I mean, Levi is still in the St. Jude Hospital. I mean, he snapped him in two.
Yes, he did.
I wonder if he started playing with the power of God when he was a child. And it got easier as he got to be an adult. That the Spirit of God meant nothing to him. That he could sit and the Spirit of God move. And yeah, he'd get in on the service. Just like some of you. Spirit of God, well, I'll get in on that. You know why? Because you're a good manipulator. Boy, you know how to talk to it. I'm sorry, I'm re-preaching it. You know, y'all know how to run over to Brother Jerry. I got right with God tonight, Brother Jerry. I mean, I'm just going to serve Him for the rest of my life. And you won't even be at church Sunday. Oh, the fire. You know how far it was from Birmingham to Pennsylvania? 4 hours, dear God. I had to get some beauty sleep. I mean, I can't come to church. I mean, I was in church all Friday and Saturday. Dear God, what do you want? I don't want to get the Fox's Book of Martyrs. See, we've been in meetings where I've seen kids get up and play in the Spirit of God because it didn't mean nothing to them. You better thank God He didn't strike you dead. Then I've seen them get up and try to steal God's glory. You better not mess with God's glory. Y'all right? I'm almost through. I'm almost through. Can y'all hang in for one more point and then we'll call it a night? Now listen, there's a snicker on the front for some of you body that wants it. I mean, you're just going to go through the motions anyway. So you're being mean, preacher. I just believe that we either need you going to stand up or shut up. I'm tired of hearing it. Just stand up or shut up. I like what that preacher said. When that guy fell, he brought a reproach to the name of God. Now we could throw up pictures up here of kids that sit where you sit. We said this, Brother Jimbo. Oh, he's got a lot of potential. Boy, he can preach. Well, that man, boy, he can outline. He can preach. Where's he at tonight? We've had him stand up here and sing with the power of God on him. People come down, surrender to the mission field. Can I say, some of them ain't here tonight. Number one, he had a problem with manipulation. Number two, and we'll finish with this, Samson had a problem with maintaining borders in his life or boundaries. He could not maintain them boundaries. You know what happened? The Bible said a lion rose up on him. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God came upon him and he took that lion and he ran it as it was a kid. That wasn't the problem. The problem is when he went back. Well, what's that got to do? He just saw some honey. He just saw something good to eat. But as a Nazarite, he wasn't supposed to touch anything dead.
That's right. Amen.
I believe it's still in the Bible. And I got it written down. I can't quote it. But I believe the Bible said, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean."
Amen.
Can I help you here tonight? You ain't going to run out to the movie theater and find gold. You ain't going to run down to the parking lot in the cruise in it and find gold. You ain't going to turn on the rock station and find God. He's not going to be there. God has put boundaries in your life. He's put your parents. He's put pastors, men of God, friends in your life. And He set boundaries. The problem is, you're having a hard time maintaining those boundaries. Well, that's mama's job. Well, mom and daddy can only do so much. I'm sorry. I got a 19-year-old son right now supposed to be at work. I hope to God he's at work. He's been going to work. He's been going to work. I'm not going to stand up here and say, my kids will never do that. He's supposed to be at work right now at Dollar General. Amen. I hope he's at work. But I can't follow him up to work. He's 19 now, Earl. He can do what he wants to. We set some boundaries in his life. God set some boundaries in your life. Do you know what Samson's problem was? He wanted his cake and eat it too. He saw that honey, man. He said, man, Now, don't tell me he didn't know. Do not tell me he did not know the vow of a Nazarite. Don't tell me that. Because his mother was told before he was even conceived that he would be a Nazarite. And I want that. Mama and daddy ain't here to look. My. That's what a lot of you are doing. Oh, I live at home. Yeah, but mom and dad ain't in your room 24/7. See, I'm going to go ahead and help you, and I got to quit. I might be stupid, son, but I didn't fall off a stupid truck and hit a stupid rock on the way down.
Amen. Right.
And that's what you think the majority of these preachers that stand in these pulpits and these men and these ladies, when they get up here and try to tell, oh, she's just stupid. Like he said, 2014, I mean, come on, can't we have a little fun? Fun. I tell you what I'm doing in the ministry, seeing kids get born again, seeing lives get put back together, that to me is fun. I just can't have no fun. I mean, my goodness. I just won't have no friends. You know, I thought the devil got me on that one. I'll be honest with you. He suckered me on that one. I got saved, Brother Jimbo. I got saved in the neck. I got saved February 11, 1996. You say, I'm tired of hearing it. That's the day I met God. I don't care. That's the day I met God. Right here. I met Him right here. God was in this very spot when I met Him. I'm talking about the Creator of the universe was in that spot right there, and I met God. Say, you remember that? Sure do. Had spaghetti that day to eat too. Why? Because when you meet God, you'll remember everything about that day. I don't even know what I was saying. I know one thing, I met God over there. What was I saying, Tanya? You don't know. You wrote the sermon, dear God. What was I supposed to say? I didn't have no friends. Thank you. Somebody was paying attention. Who was that? Who said that? Right here. Let's give her a snicker. Amen. Now, can you whine for it? You've heard that before. Now, and I'm almost through. You say, you keep saying that. I ain't got nowhere to be. Y'all staying in the basement, right? Son, are you staying at the basement? Okay, good. Am I scaring you? Okay, good. See, I can finish this message in the basement. I mean, I won't have a problem coming down here and finishing. If it's all right. Are you comfortable? We need to turn the air up? Turn it down? Okay. Devil got me. You ain't going to have no friends. I got saved on Sunday. You know what my pastor told me? But just we just think you want your life straightened out Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Revival nights, grass cutting nights, ladies' fellowships. I mean, I think God would help you out if you commit to Him. Sunday morning, Sunday, just start coming Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, grass cutting, ladies' fellowship. Come to ladies' fellowship. Did I not come to ladies' fellowship? Didn't have a problem with it. It was at Cracker Barrel. At the time, they ain't pulled the Duck Dynasty stuff, so I didn't have a problem with it. See, y'all don't even listen to the news. Next Sunday, I got a phone call from one of my best friends my whole life. This is what he said. He said, guess what we got? So what we get? He said, you ain't going to believe this. We got tickets to the Talladega race. I mean, and we're going. I said, we are? I said, I don't know about that. He said, yeah, you got to check with mama. You know, that's what these big bad guys that really have to check with mama have to say. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, check with mama. And his wife's rattling them overhead. Shut up. Just beating the fire out of him. And I said, no, I don't have to check with mama because my father said I couldn't go. Amen. He said, your father? Was your dad back in your life? I said, no, I got saved last week. Oh, you got religion. I said, no, I got born again. My pastor said I didn't be Sunday morning, Sunday night. And last time I checked, the race was on Sunday. I won't be there. Amen. You know how many years has that been? That's been 18 years and he ain't called me since. Now, what's that got to do with friends? The devil said, see, you ain't got no friends. Here's one right here.
Amen.
It is in Pensacola. I got one right here, believe it or not. David, Brother Daniel, he lets me come and preach. I got one right here, Brother John. He's in Tennessee, believe it or not. There's people in Tennessee that love God. I know that's hard to believe. I got Brother Jimbo over there on Christmas Eve. I got a call from China. Brother Jimmy Chang from China on Christmas Day. I got a call from Brother Brandon in Canada. I'm telling you, God has blessed me and given me friends. But He had to set some boundaries in my life. And I don't want to go outside those boundaries.
Amen.
He said, touch not the unclean. Last thing, we're through, son. And I won't have to finish it in the basement. Don't touch the unclean. And number two, don't be unequally yoked.
Amen.
Now, I want to read this, and I'm going to give the invitation. And you can go through the motions if you want to. Be all right. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I won't play with God. If All you're going to do is come in the altar and play or come down here because you don't want the preacher to say something. You're just learning how to manipulate and deceive. Verse 6, Judges 16:6, I'll read it. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her. You know what he done? He gave her heart. He gave him her heart. His heart, I'm sorry. He gave a lost woman his heart. I'll hit this and we'll quit. You know why some of you don't want to get right? Because either you're dating a lost boy or a lost girl. And I'm going to help you here. You love them more than you love God.
Amen.
You can't make that statement, preacher. Yeah, I can. Because she did.
Amen.
I was a lost man when we started dating. And guess what? Hey, son, you know what I did? I was smooth. I was. They call me Dr. Love. I'm telling you. They call me Dr. Love. I ain't lying, son. I mean, I had a prescription for everything. This is what she told me. And I'm closing. Listen to me, girls. I can't marry a lost man. Oh, okay. You know what I've done? I ran up to the altar and got saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. My brother, oh God, he's saved, thank God. He got saved. Now go and ask her after we got married how many years of hell she had to put up with because she married a saved man. Guess what I won, boys? I got her heart. You know why? I was a good manipulator. You know what I want to say, God, in our meetings? So we're just going through the motions. Man, we're just supposed to pray before church. We shouldn't even have to announce that. Y'all want to see God move? Now, see, the only person that said it was adults. I mean, I love Brother Graham, and I did a little thing one time, a ruler thing, and showed him how many times. He ain't got much left to go, man. I mean, he's got one foot in the grave and one on the banana peel. I mean, this man was around when the Statue of Liberty was a little girl. I'm talking about that's how old he is. I'm sorry, Brooke. I didn't see you back there. That's his daughter. Hey, don't worry. We don't have to get no cash just yet. One day he ain't going to be here shouting it out. One day Brother Jimbo ain't going to be out here shouting it out. One day there ain't going to be no Brother Justin. Y'all probably say, thank God. One day ain't going to be a Brother Jerry loading up the band. One day ain't going to be a Brother Cardi doing this number when he's singing. He'll do that. You watch him this week. He'll have them glasses. I don't know what's going on with that. You know what? I know I went long tonight. I'm sorry, brother, but you know the problem is? That's what y'all want. Y'all want two quick preachers. Because that's going through the motions. Heaven forbid God moves. Heaven forbid we meet with God. So just keep going through the motions. 5 years from now, maybe, and I know this preacher right here, he went glorying in what he said about getting away from God. That ain't a good testimony. I mean, I don't mean the best testimonies. I don't know what it is about getting out in the world. So what you going to do this weekend? You just going to go through the motions? You can get up and shake like you normally do. And woo! We had a meeting. I'm going to tell you something. God ain't always in a shout.
Right, amen.
That night God moved in. And I'm telling you, you say, I don't believe it, I don't believe it. I was there. And He was there. And there was heavy conviction in that place. And guess how it started? You ain't going to believe this. A couple of boys trying to get right with God. Taylor was there. Weren't you there, Taylor? Corey, weren't you there? Why is there not a thirst for that? Why is there no kids ready to get on the altar and say, I don't care about a hot dog. I got to have some help.
Amen.
I'm out in the world. I've crossed those boundaries. trees. Thank God for the mercy of God.
Amen.
What are you going to do? You want to make me beg you down here? It ain't happening. If the Holy Ghost can't get you down here, you don't need to be down here.
Amen.
Most of you just going to go through the motions. All right, I'm through. I'm done preaching. Ball's in your court. I know this is what God had me preach.
Amen.
And I know what that man preached kind of goes along the same line. But you know what it comes down to? It boils down to his first point, pride. And if you'll just chuck that pride and get to an altar, don't worry about what everybody else thinks and worry about what God thinks. Maybe we can see God do some things. And when we leave here, it's not, hey, we had a great time, but we met with God. We can go back and tell our pastors, God was in Glory Land Baptist Church. God moved in my life. We need some young men to step up to the plate and preach. We need some young ladies to surrender to the mission field. We've got to have that if our cause is going to continue to go on.
Amen.